Now to cheer us all up, let's go live to sunny Portugal and Johnny Luby. Johnny, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
Have you emigrated over there completely, Johnny?
No, Fran, I was coming home the other day and I was just walking through the golf course when the chap in the golf, I don't play golf, he just called me and he says, are you around for a few days? He said, you have good English. I said, I am, yeah. So that man here from America, he said, with plenty of money. And he's looking for somebody to drive the buggy. So, Fran, I said, I knew there'd be a few pound in it. So I'm driving him around in the buggy. He's actually the worst golfer I've ever seen. It takes him 6 hours to cover the 18-hole golf course. And every bunker and send down the whore gets into, I have to go back and rake him. That's my job. So,
you see, I never know when you're kidding me and when you're saying, is this for real now?
Friend, that's for real, yeah.
You're driving a buggy around with an American in it.
Yeah, and he's personal friends with Donald Trump. He doesn't call him Donald at all because he actually rang on the phone and he called him Donny. The very same as we'd call a fella Donny the Wire or Donny Ryan or Donny Covey or Donny Luby.
Donny Trump.
Donny Trump. I was going to say, will you put me on to him?
I was going to say that. Did you take the phone by any chance?
No. No, but I was hoping you'd ring. I had said, listen, hold on 1 second, Donny, Frank Curry of Tip FM wants to have a chat with you. And of course, Tim Fly texted me this morning. I was
Did
here.
He? Yeah.
Yeah. Luby, he said, you're relegated to the subs bench. The minister is on the team. He said, get ready. He says, warm up. He says, we will be putting you on. He says, in a half an hour. So obviously he's listening as well. And there's a guy listening. You heard of Len Gaynor, the great Tipperary hurler?
Of course, yes.
Yeah, well, his son, Eamon, an absolute gentleman. Eamon is listening from a place called Perpignan. There's a big rugby club. He was passing down by the stadium in France or Paris or wherever bloody hell it is out there, and he was listening to Tip FM, so he said he'd be tuned in this morning, so Eamon is there as well.
Hello, Eamon, yeah.
Yeah, and Claire in the Leinster House is there with her sister, and her niece was captain of the Tipperary under 14 Camogie team, so even though we don't get the Irish papers out here, and I happen to yoke to Google anything, people do text me and ring me and that kind of thing. Will you talk about
And as you said, that's the real Leinster House now. That's the pub in Alvor, isn't it?
Yeah, I heard you had the head man on. Did you go to town on Mr. Donnelly?
Look, we're just trying to get some answers for people out there because there's chaos going on down in Limerick, John. Absolute chaos.
Yeah, listen to me, friend. I was to go home as well. You see, we have a young fella getting married there in a couple of weeks' time. Mm. And Catherine was here with me and she went home on Tuesday. And I said, I'll go home as well. And she said, no. She said, because you'd be only chaos around the place for the next 7 or 8 days. So I said, you'll stay. And I said, right. So that's how I ended up driving the bloody buggy.
And how long more are you going to stay there?
Friend, maybe another day or two in that thing. Right. And I have got to get out of here because we drink at a euro a pint and Lord. Cigarettes at 4.80.
Oh, stop.
No wonder I can't go off the cigarettes or the drink.
Did you meet a Kerry man out there or something? Were you telling him about that?
Oh, I did, yeah. I'm with two Kerry holes now. They're listening in. So just say hello, Frank, and hello, Paddy.
Hello, Frank, and hello, Paddy.
Now, just tell you about Paddy quickly. Paddy was in a place called Ballylongford. Do you know it?
I do, of course, yes.
Yeah, well, he was the worst referee that ever came out of Kerry. And he's listening now.
And that's saying something.
But, yeah, friend. And then we met a fellow the other night in the pub. He was selling second-hand cars. He's from outside Killorgan. Right. So I said, I mean, the second-hand cars are desperate deal now.
They are, oh, geez, yeah.
When they're gone to the roof. And I said to him, what are you selling at all? And he called them all out, Fords and Reynolds and Toyotas and Nissans and the whole lot. And I said, I didn't hear you calling out a name in Ryan Kerr, though. He said, what do you mean a name in Ryan Kerr? I said, you know the bloody ones that you shove and push and that somebody will certainly get knocked down with? He said, no, lad. He says, they didn't come to Kerry yet.
They didn't come to Kerry yet. The electric car hasn't made it, no.
No, but Fran, I suppose last weekend on the hurling, mother of God above tonight, how did Cork lose that match?
I don't know. I don't know.
They lost it because I honestly believe in hurling now teams are overcoached. In my book, the goalie should puck out the ball 80 or 90 yards and let the forwards contest it and that's it, instead of hitting it to the corner back, out to the wing back, back to the corner back and back to the goalie again. So this... Bucket an alcoholic. B-U-C-K.
I'm glad you chose that word now, John.
I had to take an extra breath. But, like, I'm amazed because Cork, in my book, were the service of team. Galway, to me, are disappointing. They're in an All-Ireland semi-final, but, like, they're not playing well. Physically, none of them will take on the Limerick lads, whom I regret to say I can't see anybody coming within 10 points of them. Now that Keane Lynch and a couple of more lads are back on song, and they're going to be terrible hard to beat. And, of course, Clare and Kilkenny will be a dogfight. I fancy Clare, but like that, to be the third game in a row that physically they have to get up for it. And they're meeting the boys who are physical and well capable of producing the goods, and that's Kilkenny. Mm. On the football scene, friend, of course, it's a huge weekend where you have Galway are playing Armagh.
Mm.
I fancy Armagh there, and Derry are playing Clare. I fancy Derry there. Dublin are playing Cork, and I'd fancy Dublin on Sunday to beat Cork. And of course, then the big one as such is Kerry against Mayo. Now, I was talking to Darren Lowry this morning, the postman from Tiptown, a son of Tony's and Mayo's, which, by the way, friend, I have bad news for you.
Have you?
It's up for sale.
What's up for sale?
Tony Lowry's
post. No way.
A well-known landmark. Many is the time we went in there and...
Oh, God, I love that pub.
Tables and chairs and the whole bloody lot. But,
sure,
yeah.
I played music in there for years. Is it really?
Yeah, that seemingly it is on the internet and YouTube and iPod and your pod and my pod and every kind of a bloody pod. But Tony, of course, was a great supporter of all the clubs out there, whether it was soccer, rugby, hurling or football. And look, the place was always spotless. And there was a big heading on the Sunday World about maybe 7 or 8 years ago. Lowry's 5-star pub, the place to go. Now, all the pubs out there are wonderful, but look, that was a kind of exception even back along through the years, you know. And
great pub. Look, great pub.
The very best of luck to them anyway. Tony,
is Tony heading back to Iraq, maybe?
No, Baghdad. You know, out in Baghdad, he said he begged, ma'am, that's me. So I'm back with him.
Oh, he might be heading back though. You never know.
Yeah, Fran, of course, we have the English Greyhound Derby final tomorrow night at a place called Toaster, which is someplace around London, to about an hour or two from London. But anyway, Ireland are well represented with 3 or 4 Greyhounds in it, and Graham Holland from Golden is a dog in the Derby with Paul Hennessy from Kilkenny. I fancy his dog in trap 6. He broke the track record a fortnight ago, and he's probably around 3 or 4 to 1. I'd be only recommending a euro or two on them. But the Curragh is on this weekend, 3 days, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, Derby and everything else. It's certainly the place to go. But if you're looking for a place to go next Wednesday and Thursday, Tipperary Racecourse at the Junction, have a flat meeting on Wednesday evening, and of course a National Hunt meeting on Thursday evening, and then does big talks there with the All Weather. So you'll be talking to somebody from there, whether it is Mr. Hogan or Perry Power or somebody, to let you know the latest rundown on what's happening at Tipperary Racecourse. It would be wonderful, friend. I know you don't follow the racing as such, but we have one all-weather in Ireland. That's above in Dundalk. If you look at Mernans or Pat Toomey or Tommy Stack here in Gordon, having to go to Dundalk at 4 o'clock in the evening, maybe not getting back till 12 or 1 o'clock at night, when most of the horse trainers are down here in the south of Ireland. Now they've only got to Tipperary and they'll be back home within an hour or so. It would make a huge difference to them. I'd like to say hello to a fella called Neil Burke from the Silver Mines. His wife, she's from County Meath, and Prent, she was some singer. She sang the lovely Meat the other night. They went on a boat trip yesterday out beyond El Bour here, and lo and behold, they had a 4-course dinner and all of that. But what did the whore get coming off the boat from the captain? Only a shot of poutine.
No way. Fred, no way.
He was reeling last night in the in O'Grady's and in the Leinster House. But, friend, the Golden Kilfeekle Festival, they said a sincere thanks to you for giving them a mention. They had a huge crowd, the biggest ever at Bingo last night, Nelly O'Connor.
Oh, brilliant. You know that Nelly was on air yesterday promoting the festival.
All right, because she rang me this morning when I was walking down to the shop about 10 past 8. Nelly, I said, Nelly, I bloody well notice you. Go on. And she said, I know you're abroad. I said, I am, yeah. She says, I have to check you over for any white spots. She says, when you come back. She said, it's a thing called an NCT. And she said, there's some kind of, not curragh racing, kayaking tomorrow night in Golden.
Kayaking,
whatever they call it. She says, would it be possible to get Frank Curry
yes
into the kayak?
I can't swim, you see. If I fell out of it, I'd drown.
But that's why I'd be anxious to get you in. Friend, I have to do something for a girl called Noreen on Tip FM.
What have you to do for Noreen?
I have to say, next Friday, I think, give an outside broadcast, Care Plus.
Okay.
And Seamus Kennedy, the Superior Hauler, his mum works with Care Plus. They're in business a year.
Right.
Next Friday. And that's so they look after the people to try and keep us, when we all, maybe myself included, I'm in my 60s now, if we don't want to go to a nursing home, that we want to stay at home, mm-hmm. Care Plus is looking after it. You have something on anyway.
Yeah, very good. I didn't know that,
I will just say, friend, when you listen to me, and I'm a bit away.
You're in Portugal, and you know more about what's happening here than I do.
But, friend, there's Brian Barrows, who are an amalgamation of Ballylubby, Bordencourt, and Claheen areas. Congrats to Killian Tobin.
Oh, for sure.
That's Noreen, young fella, on making the under-14 Tipperary football set up. Isn't it marvellous for that neck of the woods down there? And that hopefully all things go well for him. And of course, friend, we cannot forget the Holy Cross country music show at the end of July.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Lowry told me that I must introduce you.
You're going to introduce me on the day, are you?
On the day, I will say the greatest man that ever played a fiddle or a flute. Fran Curry is your man, so that I think tickets are going brilliant. Of course, Trevor in Sir Owens was 50. This is confidential this weekend.
Is he 50? Go away.
50, yeah. I'd wish him a very happy birthday, and all I'd say to him is that don't forget to water the bloody flowers, because I'm gone for the last 10 days, so I expect him out with his watering can. And, friend, let's see now if anything else. Oh, they have a golf classic on today that Brian Barrows crowd below in Care, and to wish him the very best of luck. I think, Noreen is teeing off at around 11 o'clock, so look.
Excellent. Mighty stuff altogether.
The best of luck to her.
Compare the cost of living for me, Johnny.
Friend, I mean, like, we'll say drink-wise, sort of, a pint is a pound. Is it cost of living in drink?
Is it genuinely a pound?
A pound, yeah. You get some kind of a shot over here. But look, I'm here for 7 or 8 days and I'm drinking and I'm feeling blinded. Oh, Jesus, friend, my notes are after blowing into the swimming pool. Just hold on one second. Go on.
That's the best line I've ever heard on this programme. My notes have blown into the swimming pool.
And, friend, I can tell you this. We were walking down the promenade yesterday, and there was this lovely couple from Scotland.
Yes.
And we got talking to them, and your man said to me, he said, he liked us, obviously, and he just said, I'll get you a bit of breakfast. I said, right, a pint of Sagres and two sausages. So, friend, he's still looking at me. And, friend, here's something else.
A pint of Sangria and two sausages. Is that a Portuguese breakfast? It is.
Well, it was for me. But here's something you should know. That I asked him, about it, and I got it confirmed just because I asked his wife to know what have the Scottish lads under their kilt. And she said, sweet damn all. I said, the same as myself. Should I be wearing a kilt? She said, yeah. So,
listen, there's loads coming in for you here. Let me see now, where do we even start with this? It says, Tipperary Miners 1-2. Johnny, don't forget your own county, says Jar.
Oh, Jesus, listen to me.
Didn't they win in style or what? Yeah,
one in style again. Yeah. They have to play awfully now in the final. I mean, to put them at the top of the tree, because for Tipperary, it's wonderful to see youngsters coming up. And I saw it actually here in Alvour.
Right, you see.
The match the other night.
That cheap drink is going to your brain. You're forgetting important stuff now.
No. But to see Tipperary, the blue and gold. I did. And friend, when I went into the pub, your man, he had Johnny Cash singing, Because You're Mine, I'll Walk the Line. I said, switch off that and put on Margot, and I'm at home in any Tipperary town. Well, the pub, there was about 13, and they were all enjoying Johnny Cash. And I just whispered to him, and here he changed it. They were all up in arms, friend.
I can imagine. I can imagine. Tell Johnny Luby the best referee was Paddy Lunigan from Bacha, who put him off during a match. Does he remember that?
Paddy
put you off, did he?
He did, yeah, the whore. And his brother, you see,
will you stop saying whore, please?
That's H-O-R. John B. Keane said, that's a different kind of a whore. But anyway, but Paddy Lundigan said, I was kind of mildly sent off, but I did get the line.
How do you mean mildly sent? You were either, that's like being a little bit pregnant. Were you off or not?
Yeah. Well, friend, mentioning this.
Yes.
And you have to listen to me very carefully.
Okay, I'm listening.
Right. She thought she was. She hoped she wasn't. The doctor said she wasn't. But still she wasn't sure. What was she, friend?
I don't know.
You mean you don't know?
Was she pregnant?
Well, you know, but the doctor said she wasn't. She said, you're not listening.
Right, okay.
She was damn bloody lucky.
Oh, like my God. Friend,
I'm lucky to be out here and the sun beaming down upon this magnificent
aren't
picture.
You just, and tell me this, is the American waiting in the buggy for you to drive him?
No, I'm bringing him off. I told him if possible, we might go at maybe 3 o'clock in the evening because it gets slightly cooler.
Oh, very good. Johnny Luby might give a mention to the Gurton Hoo Hall. We'll be holding their drive-in bingo this Saturday evening at Cantwell's Car Park at 5 o'clock. Prize money, 3,000.
I have to go. I won't get there this Saturday. I'll try and get up there next Saturday because I must call in to Mary Willie's, that lovely lady that owns Mary Willie's above. She told me to call in on my way down to the bingo in Gurton Hoo.
I thought you were barred after the last time there, down your way and stuff, no?
Yeah, but you see, the Good Friday Agreement came into play again. So I'm back again. Down now.
Very good indeed. So, okay. What about Tipperary senior ladies footballers playing Cavan tomorrow? Will Johnny mention them? They must win the game to avoid regulation playoffs.
Yeah, friend, they have to do it, and that's it. And they have a team well capable of doing it. One must remember that they drew with Meath, or beat Meath, was it, a couple of years ago in the Intermediate All-Ireland. Mm. And they have Meath, and that. Now, I know Tipperary are short a few of the ladies through injuries and maybe through dare one say pregnancies or whatever the case may be, or maybe some of them gone abroad working and that, and it's helped to keep the show on the road. Mm. But fancy him, I would, but Jesus, friend of the whore outside the golf course after shouting four. What does that mean?
Duck.
I could get it down on top of the head.
Did you never play golf, Johnny? No.
No, never played golf, friend, in my life. I reckon once was enough to hit anything. And here we have all the top class golfers hitting it 60 times. I would hit it once, and that's it, once and once only.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, a bit like a hurling style of golf playing, I would say.
That's right, yeah. And look, friend, to any of the listeners that are out listening to the crack and every bloody thing else, look, lads, tis going to get out of the country for a day or two. And I don't even know, friend, and this is gospel truth, is the war still going on in the Ukraine? Because you'd hear nothing here.
Trust me, the war is still going on in the Ukraine. Yeah, absolutely.
My God.
Yeah, yeah. Tell Johnny the rain is on the way. He may as well enjoy. He may as well enjoy his break out there.
So, friend, don't forget. We expect you at Keakian and that in Golden tomorrow night, and the fashion show tonight there. With and friend, you could win that old bit of a tea for 3 or 4 in the Cashel Palace or Bailey's or whatever.
That be lovely. Wouldn't that be lovely?
And that would be absolutely fun if you came up and said, where are you playing this weekend?
Where am I playing this week? Oh, I'm in Feathert on Sunday night, actually. On Sunday night, in the old ballroom there. Were you? Did you socialise there, Johnny, over the years?
I did, Jeff, and I danced to Johnny McAvoy.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
In Feathert Ballroom.
I'll always remember waltzing around and the song was, I'll give you a daisy a day. And then, Fran, you were dancing one that wasn't taking any great huge interest in you.
Right.
And lo and behold, Johnny McAvoy would start up the longest song that ever was, and you trying to get rid of her fairly quick. So, Fran, that's a cue for you now. If you think
that's
couples
it.
Are enjoying themselves, you keep the music going. And if they're not, Fran,
cut it short.
Like me now.
Listen, we can't wait to welcome you home, Johnny. I'm sure the brass band will be assembled around the Fourpenny Road.
Yeah, I might get to next Friday, please God, that daycare centre or that care.
Oh, brilliant! Yeah, the outside broadcast there. Yeah, excellent.
Yeah, her name is Jesus. Can you just hold on 1 second?
Yeah. Everybody can talk away among themselves till you come back.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Cecily, Cecily Hughes. She's over a year in business. To the Care Plus. That's
very good. Well, we wish her the very best indeed. Safe journey home, Johnny.
Right, friend. I went out by not to have the cameras waiting for me in the whole. I went out by Dublin Airport, friend, but I'm coming back by 7:04 because seemingly you could bring what you like through 7:04.
Good luck, Johnny. Bye bye. That's the great Johnny Luby live from Alvor today. What can I say? News and information's on the way.
Tip today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.